Well, this is where you listen to the beautiful Kol Nidre by Max Bruch. Bruch or Bruch? It's just so beautiful. This is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Well, yes, we had a two-hour special last week for Rosh Hashanah, and this program will be a two-hour special for Yom Kippur. This is show number 215 already. Saul, 215, September 9th, 2013. I trust you got a good start with all the chazanis that we've been playing for Slichus and for Rosh Hashanah and now for Yom Kippur. So let's get right to the chazanis. I know I sound like a broken record. Sometimes I do. But Gershon Sirota is clearly one of my favorites. And this Kol Nidre that he does, recorded in the 20s, is something that really touches me, touches my soul. Again, as I've mentioned so many times, picture the choir, young boys in their early teens. This is recorded in the 20s. And comes the Holocaust. They are in their 20s or 30s. Most of them, I imagine, were caught up in that terrible tragedy. As was Gershon Sirota and his family, all murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto. It was Passover in 1943. So let's hear the wonderful Gershon Sirota with Kol Nidre.
Oh.
Gershon Sirota with Kol Nidre. It's interesting when you review the recordings of the great cantors of the past and then the great cantors of today, and most of the cantors from the present and the recent past have recordings of Slichas davenings, but somehow or other they don't have recordings specifically for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, whereas when you think of Rosenblatt and Kvartin and Sirota, they had magnificent recordings of particularly for the holidays. Of course, I guess they didn't have a way of recording live Slichas davenings in the turn of the century in the 1910, 1920, 1930. I guess you started to get Slichas davenings, I guess, in the 40s. Let's hear Zaval Kvartin with his magnificent Kol Nidre.
Yeah. Oh,
as I listen to these greats, I close my eyes and I'm trying to imagine what it was like to be at those services. Must have been just so awe-inspiring. They really, really touch the soul. As this next particular selection, I always talk about favorites, and I usually not every song I play is a favorite, but I get most of my favorites in. Some of you over the years, now this is what, the 36 years I've been doing this, over the years I've put together compilations of favorites, and one selection that is always included is this next selection of Leib Glantz, Kihine Kachomer. This is from the Maariv for Yom Kippur, and the words are just so beautiful. Like the clay in the hand of the potter, he expands it at will and contracts it at will. So are we in your hand, O preserver of kindness. Look to the covenant and ignore the accuser. Like the stone in the hand of the cutter, he grasps it at will and smashes it at will. So are we in your hand, O source of life and death. Kihine Kachomer, and the classic of Leib Glantz.
Beyond,
I'm sure you're enjoying that, Leib Glantz with Ki Hine Kachomer. The next section is also from the Maariv for Yom Kippur. Actually, it comes a little before Ki Hine Kachomer. This is Ya'ale. May our supplications ascend from evening, and may our cry arrive from morning, and may our praise find favor by evening. We'll be hearing the great Yasala Rosenblatt together with Shmuel Milavsky. Chanting Ya'ale.
Oh, my God.
Yale with Yesila Rosenblatt. We'll next hear Moshe Kusevitsky with Shema Kolenu. Hear our voice, Hashem our God. Pity and be compassionate to us, and accept with compassion and favor our prayer. Shema Kolenu, Moshe Kusevitsky.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Shmark Aleinu and Al Tashlichenu. As you could tell, that was from a live Slichus davening, but it's certainly the same prayer for Yom Kippur. Al Tashlichenu, do not cast us away from yourself. Do not remove your Holy Spirit from us. Do not cast us away in old age when our strength gives out. Do not forsake us. Do not forsake us, Hashem our God. Do not distant, be not distant from us. And the next election, just a few days ago, I was really pleased to get this copy, fresh off the print, off the press, if you will, of Cantor Simon Cohen, one of the bright lights in Israel. And this is an album, Songs of Praise, with the Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Mordechai Sobel. And you've heard me. You've heard me play Simon in the past. The CD is available on through the internet. If you just go to Google and put in Simon Cohen. I don't have the information, but it's also available at your nearest bookstore, Jewish bookstore. So this is a debut. This is the first time that I'll be playing this album, and I'm sure I will be playing quite a bit of it. It's just wonderful, really. And as I say, Simon Cohen, one of the bright stars in Chazonus in the state of Israel. Let's hear from this new recording, Barosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Simon Cohn, and I think you're going to hear quite a bit of Simon Cohn. He's in Israel. Again, that's a new CD that just came out the last couple of weeks. It's called Songs and Praise. It's at your nearest Jewish bookstore, or you can order it online. Just go to, I'm pretty sure, just go to Google and put in Simon Cohn, C-O-H. E-N. Well, those of you who were familiar with David Bagley know that he had a magnificent recording of Al Tashlichenu. Let's hear David Bagley. Shlichenu le'er. David Bagley with Al Tashlichenu. We'll next hear Zalva Kvartin with the classic Hanashoma Loch. That is also from the Maariv for Yom Kippur, from the prayer Shomea Tefillah, and the paragraph containing Hanashoma Loch begins L'chu Neranan Olad Hashem. Hanashoma Loch v'haguf po Oloch. The soul is yours and the body is your handiwork. Take pity on your labor. The soul is yours and the body is yours. O Hashem, act for your name's sake. We have come with reliance on your name. O Hashem, act for your name's sake. Okay. Zaval Kvartin, classic Hanashoma Lach.
Oh, Lord.
Zavol Kvartin with Hanashem Alach. Well, last week when I did the Rosh Hashanah special, it was a rebroadcast, but this is not a rebroadcast. This is the real thing, the live thing. However, in preparing for this program, I did go back to my programs from the 80s and the 90s, and I wish to add this as the closing selection for this first hour. It was a commentary. Many of you know that Rabbi Shulam Gordon, the wonderful rabbi from Maplewood, Newark, New Jersey, who was my rabbi, I first met him in 1945, gave a Devar Torah on my program for 10 or 12 years. So in going back and listening to these past programs, this is 1993. It's from September 19th, 1993. And let's hear a brief commentary by Rabbi Shulam Gordon.
We have with us once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shulam Gordon of Congregation of Ascion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie, and a happy and healthy year to you and yours.
Same to you, Rabbi.
Yesterday's Shabbos is referred to as Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos of Repentance, highlighting the 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When we talk of repentance here, we are referring to the Jewish concept of tshuva, honest to goodness, serious self-inspection with sincere regret for past actions and sincere resolve to improve in the future. During this time of tshuva, every person draws up a balance sheet for the year gone by, which guides them in their resolutions for the year that has just commenced. In order that such a balance sheet and the resolutions based on it be as close to the truth as possible, one must be wary of overestimating one's virtues and accomplishments, but neither should one exaggerate one's deficiencies and failings. For a depressing mood, not to say despondency, God forbid, is one of the serious obstacles on the road to self-improvement. It is possible, however, that even without exaggeration, the balance sheet may reveal that the liability side is quite substantial, perhaps even outweighing the asset side. But even in such a case, there should be no room for despondency for two reasons. Firstly, the necessary outcome of honest self-searching must be a feeling of sincere repentance and a firm resolution to change for the better rather than despondency. Secondly, there is an encouraging feature in the general conduct of humans which should be borne in mind at this time. It is that every positive and good action, positive and good in accordance with the definition of our Torah, is indestructible and eternal, being connected with and stemming from the divine spark that is in us, the neshama soul, which is eternal. Any negative and destructive action, on the other hand, being connected and stemming from the animal soul and evil inclination in us, which are essentially limited and transient, is likewise of a temporary and transient nature. It can and must be corrected and completely wiped out through sincere and adequate repentance. Bearing this in mind, everyone, regardless what his or her personal balance sheet reveals, will find encouragement and renewed hope in the future, for it is clear that Judaism is not just a check and balance system where each good deed is counterbalanced by a bad deed. If a person estimates that he or she, for example, have 5 good deeds to their credit for the past year, as against 100 bad acts, one cannot draw the conclusion that the year was lost. For with tshuva, the transient evil will be eradicated, leaving intact the good deeds with the light and benefit that they had brought into our life. And may we be blessed with a happy and healthy year for us and for the Klal Yisrael, our brethren in Israel and all over the world, and a Geula Shleima. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining with me in this first hour of a two-hour Yom Kippur special. Stay tuned for the second hour. Thank you so much. Shalom, everyone.